Mike Kulam. Hello, everyone. It's Aaron Hood. It's good to be back. It's been a few weeks since I've been back with you. And I've got Brayden here. It's the old crew. The crew. Yes, it's us. I mean, wow. Last time, I guess you had Aaron. Was it Aaron?
Yeah,
that you
yeah,
had pulled on? Aaron in. And Mac yep. Tanner. And got some young blood. Now you had to settle for the old man. I'm 33 now. I just had my birthday a little while ago. And
No gray hair yet, though.
No gray hair. I just let it fall out. That's how I keep from having gray hair. I just let it go ahead and fall out. I just said, hey, you're going to go turn gray. I'm pulling you out. It's not a place here for that. But glory to God. It's good to be back with you all. It's Friday afternoon, and lots going on. We had the wedding, Josiah and Hava, now Hilton. Wow, that's crazy. I saw a picture of the other day or just a couple days ago after the wedding and had the head covering on, and I was just like, wow, man, like new season for the Waller family and for us too, and been a whirlwind the last couple weeks. But so we got together here, and Brayden was wanting to share something that was on his heart. And before we get into that, I just wanted to talk a little bit again about the Yet a Little While CD. This is a big part of our ministry is putting together music to psalm, our scriptures to song, and helping us get that word of God in our heart down deep at the very start. So we got Yet a Little While. It's out there, available to get on the website. Or soon, hopefully, we're still working. I said that probably a couple months ago.
It's on all the streaming platforms.
It's all the streaming platforms. Just get it there and make a donation and show a little love so we can keep doing that. Brayden still needs to eat. He helps him sing when he's eating good, and he's got his greens. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit too, about the green operation, how that's going, and Harpen Farm coming up. Wow, I just segued right into that. Harpen Farm we got coming up. That's another part of our ministry. Is our discipleship program that is starting this Monday. And yes. We got how many people? 10?
Yeah, 10.
10 people, 10 young individuals signed up to come and to be in the Word, to grow and learn and help us around here a little bit as we're learning about agriculture and music. So we're looking forward to that. And so that's going to be going until October 24th, I guess, is the long term. We got a couple options.
Yeah, the 6-month program would be going into October.
Yeah,
and then but the majority of our students are just here for a month.
For a month. You know, it's crazy times. You know, to pull somebody away for a month, even to come and dedicate to something like this is pretty massive. So we're hoping that that'll be a real blessing to them. The Psalm of Ascent book. We still got that out there for you to look into, use, and a great resource. And so those things are out there. I guess we have Passover coming up, or it's going to be the weekend after Passover. Mm-hmm. You can find all the details out on the website, loveandpurity.com. And without any further ado, let's get right into giving. What has our hearts? I guess it's really what this is coming from with the wedding and everything that we were to see what we give ourselves to and to what level that we give ourselves to, what captures a person's heart, and how are you able to know what really is someone's heart for? And so Brayden had a thought on that. Brayden, why don't you go ahead and share with us your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it's good to be back on here. And I've just been thinking, you know, since the wedding, and with this week's Torah portion, this year we have tried to track somewhat with the Torah portions. We don't do that every year, but this year I just wanted to track with it. So this week's Torah portion is called Sav, mm-hmm. and it's a lot about the sacrifices. And I just was reading an article recently, and it just got me thinking about this whole idea of sacrifice connected to giving and how we give towards things that we love.
That's right.
And so how God, in his wisdom, he realizes the human makeup,
yeah.
and he realizes that when we give towards something, that we grow in love towards it. And so, you know, let's take a marriage. And we just saw Hava and Josiah get married. Beautiful wedding. I think it was one of the most high energy weddings I've ever been to.
Yeah, it was massive.
A lot of people were there, and just a lot of rejoicing. And but just seeing this whole idea with even within marriage, how there has to be a level of sacrifice. There's a sacrifice that this couple, you know, they're giving to each other, and that's what makes the marriage
work.
Flourish.
Yeah, flourish, absolutely.
Whereas if one of the partners decide, you know, I'm not sacrificing anymore, that's when you get down, going down this road where the marriage can be ended.
Right. And, you know, as I'm thinking about, you know, different relationships, you know, a father and a son, a mother and a son, you know, each one of those relationships, more so, you know, with a father towards a son or mother towards a son, there's a lot of one way giving really at a certain level in that relationship. Right. That parent is laying down their life, sacrificing a lot for them children. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, God could call them away to the mission field, you know, and they're gone, you know, or something along those lines. But the marriage is a great picture of how there is something that you lay down aside of your own longing and your own desires. As a matter of fact, it's like you get an opportunity every day in relationships of community, of marriage, family relationships, to deny yourself, take up your cross, and in honor, preferring one another, I think, as the scripture says. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that people, I mean, it's crazy, you know, as much conflict can come from these same relationships. Like if you were to, say, get together for Thanksgiving or a New Year's celebration or something like that, it's not really full unless you're together with friends and family.
Right.
And, you know, that's how we judge really how well we've lived our lives is by the relationships that flourish in and around us, and all those take sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah. So with this Torah portion, you know, the tzav, as I mentioned, and then, you know, it's about a lot about sacrifices. The Hebrew word for sacrifice is korban, which is actually connected to the word Hebrew word karov. Mm. They share the same root letters. So karov means close.
Right.
And so lehakriv, to sacrifice, it has a connection in Hebrew to drawing close. Mm. And so God, you know, with the tabernacle, he's saying, this is how you draw close to me.
Yeah.
You bring a sacrifice. You bring this offering. And, you know, he said, bring the best. Mm-hmm. And so I believe there's this parallel that we can learn of giving our hearts, giving our best, sacrificing what is maybe closest to us. Mm. And then that it does something in our hearts when we do that, whether it be with God, you know, with our brothers and sisters and our marriages, our children. When we give to those things, then it softens us.
Right. Yeah.
There's an element of I'm drawing close.
Right.
You know, I'm whereas the opposite of that would be I'm withholding, I'm being stingy.
Right.
Right. And that's gonna push us away.
Right.
But as we, you know, God in his wisdom, he's giving the Israelites this opportunity to draw close to him through sacrifice. Right. And we see that most beautifully in Yeshua. You know, God so loved the world that he gave. There's this element of, you know, that's one of the most popular verses in the Bible. Mm. But, you know, if you just think about it, kind of tying this together, to show love, you give. Yeah. God so loved the world that he gave. Mm-hmm. And as we give, you know, as we seek to follow the example of Yeshua who gave his life for us, he's calling us to the same, right? He's saying, you take up your cross, follow after me. As we embrace the cross, as we embrace this command to give, to even embrace sacrifice, that's what's going to keep our hearts in love.
Yeah.
And so there's this connection there.
Yeah, it's just so compelling, you know, you're talking about sacrificing, because we all believe strongly that it really had nothing to do, the only application or like the bringing of an animal was to give food to the priests and the Levites who were there ministering to the Lord, singing, you know, they had to eat, right? So you bring this part of this offering and part of it would go to them, and that would sustain them. That was just a practical part of that whole thing. But the real work that the Lord was looking for was in the heart of the giver.
Right.
And, you know, it's beyond the gift, right? We put the gift on the altar and there's so much symbolism in it and it's so powerful. But a person, the free will offering, right? And the free will offering is really what gets the Lord. It like really captures his heart when David, he said it himself, you know, we've quoted this verse a lot, you know, I'm not going to bring something to the Lord which costs me nothing. Right. What value is that? You know, what value to David? How is that something? If I was to, you know, take a ring that, you know, someone gave me the money to buy and I just had no value and I was just going to propose to my wife for it, you know, that she might appreciate that. You know, it was a thoughtful gesture. You know, these days it's hard to get guys to be thoughtful, Brayden. But
right.
It's not our strong suit. But how much more if he had, you know, been saving up, you know, and had laid down that money.
I'm thinking like, you know, I found this on the side of the road, you know, it's like, look how, if somebody fell a lot, you know, it just doesn't mean as much if it doesn't cost you something.
Like, oh, I looked all over for this. So, you know, Zadok Johnson, I just met, bumped into him and he pulled off his ring. He's like, yeah, I actually went up to Alaska and just pulled this out of the ground and made it into a wedding ring. And I was like, whoa, that is awesome. So he wears a wedding band of gold that he found, with a buddy up in Alaska.
Wow.
And, he said it was a real blessing because if he had found any more than that, he probably would have spent the rest of his life up there looking for gold in Alaska, but instead he got married. So that has value. That means something. You know, those people, I think Luke and Olivia, she has a ring that was Luke's great-grandmother's or something like that. You know, that kind of legacy and value adds all the more. That's what really empowers the gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's what empowers the gift. And makes it all the more of a value to the person who's receiving it, even.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with our relationship for our wives. When this is just a little bit on the side of marriage advice, but when our wives can feel that they are valued and cherished,
right,
then the love will be reciprocated, mm-hmm. and they will also will behave as if they are cherished and loved. And we'll also pour that back on you. And that's a beautiful way that a relationship is supposed to and can be in a marriage relationship. So it's really powerful.
Yeah.
Really powerful.
I love how God, if you're looking at the pastoral portions, you know, going back a couple of them, you have the Israelites, major mistake. They build the golden calf. They're giving towards something that's bad.
Right.
Immediately after that, God gives them the opportunity to rectify their mistake. He said, now give towards something that's good, like the tabernacle. And you can see the hearts of the people. They are like over the top generous. Yeah. Like, okay, yes, we realize we did something bad. We want to give to something good now.
Right.
And they're just giving. They said, stop giving. We got, you know, more than we need. And so just for in our own lives that we could, you know, maybe in the past we have, you know, poured money into things that maybe are not a part of the kingdom.
Right.
You know, now, God, soften our hearts that we could invest in what is eternal. Mm. You know, and that's what the Israelites are doing.
Yeah.
They're investing in this eternal relationship with God as they're sowing into building up the tabernacle. And so, yeah, just how important that is for us. You know, and I see that as being important even in communities. Like, you know, just God, build up your people.
Yeah.
You know, build up the kingdom of God through serving others. And yeah, it's super important. I've got this verse here. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It says, but this I say, verse 6, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so just, yeah, there's something there that God really appreciates.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's the ultimate giver.
Right.
He's like, he's given us way more than we can even imagine, the air we breathe, the food we eat. Water we drink. I mean, just the beauty of all this creation, salvation, all these things. And he's like, you know, will my children be like their father in heaven?
Yeah.
You know, will they give? Will they be willing to sacrifice?
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's calling us to.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, God gave his son. His son gave his life. And we're called to lay down our life for one another.
Right.
It's this, he showed us the example. And it was just super powerful along those same lines of the value of the labor even. You know, we value those things that we work for. And I was just thinking about, again, the wedding, Josiah and Hava. I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, what a powerful and beautiful thing it is to come to your wedding day with no regrets.
Right.
What a massive testimony. And, you know, I think that is our heart. You know, here at Love and Purity is to bring those that have all the regrets to the threshing floor and let the Lord cleanse them and have a new start. But we want our children to grow up, you know, without regrets towards the Lord, with a clean, a pure heart towards the Lord. And in their wedding day to be able to not only be physically pure, but, you know, emotionally and spiritually pure before the Lord. That's our endeavor, you know, with Love and Purity Ministries. We're trying to encourage people to invest into a future with the Lord, and things in the heavenly things, in the kingdom of heaven, to buy treasures of Him, right? The things that won't perish, you know, this truth, this element of truth that we can get lost in it, you know, and the scripture says our hungry mouth drives us on, you know, and we've got all these oh, it would be nice to, it would be easier on us, you know, if we had this, that, or the other, to even do our job, you know, and the things that we need to do that God has called us to do. But the Lord is constantly calling us back to himself, saying, you have all that you need. You have all that I desire in within your heart. It's just your love, all of your love, all of who you are. You don't need any of the anything else, but just to come before the Lord with that kind of heart, as one that's we want our hearts to be a valuable gift that we give to the Lord every day, right? And so by purifying ourselves, by saying no to evil and choosing what is good, choosing righteousness, we're showing value towards the even the offering that Christ himself gave for us, treated as a sacred gift that he has given you to care for it. He's given you he's given us robes of white, and it's our job to keep them clean. And so what a fantastic thought and encouragement. Was there anything else you had?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention too, just along this idea of sacrifice, when we think of people that are willing to lay down their lives, you know, let's say a soldier for his country. He loves his country.
Yeah.
He loves the freedoms that he has in his country. You know, just think of American patriotism. These soldiers that went out to the battlefield, they love their country. They're willing to risk their lives. We mentioned the husband-wife relationship, that giving over years, you know, that generational, even I'm thinking of like fathers and you know, family lines, you know, what you would be willing to give for your family.
Right.
You know, there's like a generational, even like a sacrifice that we see even generationally, and we're willing to lay down our lives for our children, for our parents, you know, and that kind of could overlap with the patriotism, you know, type of thing too. The freedoms that we all enjoy, willing to go to the front lines of battle, willing to lay down my life. I think sometimes we look at martyrs and we go, you know, how did they just almost without skipping a beat, they just go right to the stake to be burned.
Yeah.
But I think if we look at it through this lens of that was the culmination of a lifelong commitment to give.
Yes.
They were laying down their lives every day leading up to that moment. Their sacrifice leading up to that moment prepared them to make that ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
It wasn't that just, you know, all of a sudden out of nowhere, they're like, yeah, I'll lay down my life. It was that they had cultivated love for years in advance.
Yeah, amen.
That prepared them for that moment. And when that moment came, it was not a real question even. It was like, no, this is what I've invested my life in.
Yeah.
And so I think my encouragement to all of you out there listening, invest your life in what is good.
Mm.
And if it does come to that moment where you're called to lay down your life, it will be so clear in your mind.
Amen.
It'll be, this is what I've given myself to. We're once again circling back to giving. We give our lives to something, we're willing to die for it. We're willing to give it all. And so that's our encouragement to you, is embrace the sacrifice, follow Yeshua, who is our ultimate example. Be willing to lay down your life for your family, for your friends, and ultimately for the kingdom of God.
That's right. Amen.
So, yeah.
Thank you, you know, for giving to the Lord. You know, let's give back, and may each one of you be fully resolved in his mind to serve the Lord with fear and trembling. As the old song goes, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
May you be fully resolved in your mind, encouraging yourself in this love that you have, that you might not be found wanting without spot and wrinkle on that day that he comes, when he does come.
That's right.
Maybe soon in our days. So blessings to you all. This is Aaron Hood with Braden Waller, the voice of my beloved podcast, where we believe that hearing and obeying the voice of the Bridegroom King leads to the most abundant and joy-filled life. Shalom.